Hello, and welcome to Movie Fail with Tim and Soren. I'm Tim.
And I'm Soren.
It's been a while since we've had our last review, but we're back now. Today's movie is Watchmen, Zack Snyder's adaptation of Alan Moore's graphic novel, Watchmen. I think it was pretty dang awesome. Well, yeah. Pretty good, at least. Yeah. What do you think, Soren?
I think that there's been a lot of reviews online and in the media about Watchmen saying that it wasn't very good, but and certain criticisms that I don't agree with at all. But, you know, it was done well, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I came out with, I was happy I'd spent my money on it.
So. I mean, it's one of the best-looking movies I've ever seen. I think it's a lot better looking than 300, personally, if you ask me.
Oh, well, first of all, I disagree. I think that 300 was, the most gorgeous movie I've ever seen in my life. And the thing about 300 is this was a super high-budget movie, whereas 300, except for a few scenes, like, with the rhinoceros and all these things where there were large CG animals and the large army, it wasn't that much special effects. This movie is riddled with special effects, but they work really well and flow really naturally in a movie that's supposed to be grounded in realism.
Yeah, the hits are hard, the nudity is, well, it's interesting.
This movie has been slammed a couple of times for various different issues. One of the biggest issues was the Dr. Manhattan is the blue person who you've probably seen from the commercials, or if you've read the graphic novel, you know who he is.
And he's always naked.
He's always naked. But there's this thing that's been going around that it's gotten to a level of being completely inappropriate. And I think that you might find other problems with the movie in terms of inappropriateness, but I think that he was naked or nude in a way that a Greek statue is nude. I mean, you wouldn't go to a Renaissance museum and say that it's incredibly inappropriate. I mean, that was just like the style. He's not really human. I mean, it's not really it's kind of a ridiculous comment to make.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It was a little bit overblown.
But your opinion on the
my opinion on the nudity? I was referring to the other graphic sex scenes that are in this movie. It's a very much R-rated movie.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a movie for small children. There was a few small children when we went, but it's not really aimed at
Don't bring your youngins.
Bring your youngins.
Let's get to the story. I think the story was pretty darn good. I had read the half of the novel before I went to see the movie in the theater. I think that's probably why I enjoyed this movie so much, because had I read the whole thing, I wouldn't have had anything to look forward to. But halfway through the movie, I was so excited because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is where I left off. I don't know what happens after this because it's exactly the same for the first half, but from what I understand, the ending is slightly different.
But it's I think this is they tried to ground this more in realism. It's what sort of the style has been going in these superhero movies such as Batman, where they try and keep it more less superpower, more realistic. And the actual ending of Watchmen is not as much in that line as the ending of the movie. And I think the movie ending really worked with how they did the rest of the film.
Yes, it's great, actually. I thought the ending was great. The characters were wonderful as well.
Absolutely. Strong performances from
all the actors.
They were just absolutely amazing. Each one of them pulled off their individual superheroes excellent. I mean, they were really well.
Even the extras were great. Carla Gugino as Silk Spectre's mother, or the original Silk Spectre. She was great. Dressed as an old lady.
Yes. Done well. And I think that all of the the superheroes were. It's easy when you have a large cast of superheroes to sort of blend them all and say that they're all, sort of the same person. But they really had individual personalities. And I also noticed that in the movie they really it spans a large period of time and there's a lot of flashbacks. And I think that they did choice of soundtrack and movie music really well, because from the opening to the end, they really chose perfect.
Oh, the opening scene was just amazing.
It was great.
That fight.
Yeah.
But you said superheroes. There's only really one superhero in this movie.
With
powers. The rest are just regular costumed heroes, and there's a whole lot of play around that. It's quite interesting, and it's really amazing. The kind of personality that you have to have
and
to
there's
dress
a lot
up in a suit and go out fighting.
Exactly. So these are not really normal people. They're also, they face a lot of moral dilemmas and really gritty decisions that Superman, for example, doesn't really face on a day-to-day basis. This is more of a
hardcore criminals versus superheroes and the line between the two.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up.
Okay, yes, why don't we do that? So it was definitely not an actor fail. I think the actors all
played their parts.
I think that's probably an actor win right there.
Director win as well. I just love the opening scene so much. It's just amazing. You have to see it. It's so moving and
powerful. It's done well. And even the opening credits, I mean, that stuck out to me is just absolutely really well done. And Zack Snyder did a great job. I think the slow motion was often in the commercials and people thought it would be the whole movie would be like that, but it really wasn't. The slow motion was done just enough to get the point across. Yeah. For as far as a story fail, as Tim said, it was a great story. Yeah. They didn't have to do much. They just had to take it directly from the comic book, and they pretty much did. And also, you don't have to read the comic book in order to understand the movie. I don't know why people keep saying, you know, they were totally lost in the movie. I mean, it's really not that complicated.
Yes. Soren didn't read it.
I didn't read it, and I understood every single part of that movie.
Yeah.
I got confused towards the very end over who was Silk Spectre's mother for a very brief period of time. It was nothing. So the storyline was fine.
If I may make one suggestion, though, is that you do try to read some of the novel before you actually go to see it in the theater, because there are some things in the beginning that you, in the beginning flashbacks and whatnot, that you may be able to pick up from the graphic novel. It's quite interesting.
Very cool. So
finally, movie fail. I say movie win.
I think that it was not a movie fail. I don't know if I would say movie win. I don't think it was perfect. For example, 300 I loved as one of other Zack Snyder's works, but I do think that this was definitely, definitely not as bad as the critics said, and I'm still confused as to how they came up to that decision, but I think the Naked Blue Man threw them off.
And the fanboys were awful. I mean, this movie was pretty much exactly the same as the novel.
Yeah.
But,
All right. Yeah. So thanks for listening. Next time we'll review another movie and...
Possibly Fast and Furious.
Possibly
Who
Fast
knows?
And Furious.
We'll see.
Or I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man. Yeah, we both saw that already. All right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot.
Bye.